If you want to see more companies make things in America, consider buying more things from companies who are already doing that very thing. Companies like American Giant. These guys have been making t-shirts, sweatshirts, flannels, and blue jeans in America for the last 14 years, with cotton grown right here in the USA. That means good jobs for lots of hardworking Americans in factory towns all over the country. Check out their stuff in stores everywhere, or pick up something awesome at American-Giant.com.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, "Happy Friday!" Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School. Sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up, Old School crew? Jay Foreman, DP. We have a new person to the crew. Ellie, sitting in for Austin. Austin's on his way up to the Nebraska-Creighton game. But Ellie is on the ones and twos, making us sound good and look good on the stream. We are brought to you by the Mercado, Certified Piedmontese, Special Ingredients of Butcher Shop, 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill, 85th and Andromat, 168th and Maple. Ellie, introduce yourself to the Drive Time crew.
My name is Ellie Atfull.
Yeah.
Good to be here.
Tell us about yourself. You're at Westland, right?
Uh-huh. I'm a senior at Nebraska Westland University. People say this all the time. I'm the voice of the Prairie Wolves. I'm their announcer. I do a lot of voice things, announcing, broadcasting for NW.
Mm. Ellie, we'll just kind of spitball here. What made you want to get into media broadcasting?
It wasn't really something that I was kind of looking into, but I knew that I have a voice and I like to use it. And I was taking a class where we had to get volunteer hours at some of the sporting events, and we could get double hours if we PA'd. So I started PA'ing volleyball, and then they asked me if I wanted to continue doing that. And then I just started doing basketball, and then eventually I just did all the sports there. So
did you grow up playing sports? I know all these answers. So
yes, just for I did. Listen.
Yeah. What sports?
I played volleyball and basketball. Those were my main sports, but volleyball was my my favorite one. I did track for a little bit. And then I was the boys soccer manager my junior and senior year of high school.
Oh, there you go.
I know soccer.
There you go. Good people.
And, and where does it come from? Because usually it comes from somewhere. Somebody around you leads you.
Well, you play golf too.
Oh yeah. I played golf. Yeah. I was on my dad is a huge sports guy. So my dad, like I was telling you before we came on air, my dad was my coach for softball, basketball, and my mom was my coach for volleyball for a little bit. But thankfully, I kind of got away from that. But yeah, my parents were a huge influence in that.
Did both your parents, did they play sports?
My dad actually was at Nebraska Western for a semester and played. He played at Hastings and Nebraska Western. He played everywhere, but he's an injury-prone guy, so he kind of had to quit all that. But he was a big basketball player, yeah.
What about your mom?
She just threw dad all the way out there, right?
Yeah, savage.
He knows. My mom did volleyball and basketball, too, but she didn't play in college. But she went to Nebraska Westland for college, yeah.
Gotcha. But she wasn't injury-prone. She's just tough as nails, right?
Not as tough as dad.
I got you. Who's the better athlete between your mom and your dad?
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, "Happy Friday!" Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico. How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
Oh, that's, see, if you're talking to either one of them, they're definitely going to say themselves.
Mm-hmm. That's why I asked you. Yeah, come on, give it to us.
Right, back in the day, probably my dad, but he doesn't really move like he used to. So, also, my mom doesn't either. So, so I don't really know. I'd say my mom would beat him in a 400, but because he wouldn't make it through the 200.
Dang, you just killing you.
He's
killing pops.
He's got a bad back. He's got a really bad back.
Yeah, that's all right though.
I look. I'm not gonna hate on that because I'm a member of that club. So I understand.
Ellie, do you have anybody from the media or broadcasting that you like are your favorite to listen to? Anybody?
Not specifically. I got into kind of like really like wanting to do this and going into like radio and broadcasting because of Dwayne Taylor, if you know him.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's one of my good friends and I got involved with him. I worked with him at the Nebraska Day or Nebraska Volleyball Day at Memorial, which was such a good opportunity. I worked with him that whole day and he got me the job at the Salt Dogs that I was at and he's been a really good help with me.
There you go. This is all about who you know.
He's inching. Dwayne is inching closer to the ticket. I whisper at him and just laugh and go, not yet, but soon.
Yes,
soon. At some point, the sports thing will just crawl all the way over, and you can do it. He's one of we work together with the Supernovas, and of course, we always fist bump at PBA and Memorial Stadium. So you're in good company. He's a good man.
He's everywhere. He's doing everything.
Yeah, he's everywhere. That is a statement of truth. Yeah.
So. That he is, man. He's a good dude. I've met him a few times. So he has a kind of infectious personality.
He
doesn't have to turn it on when the lights come on. That's just him, and that's a good person to know and be associated with.
For sure.
We got about 7 minutes, so before we get into Ellie's going to participate in her first pick'ems, but before we do that. There's an interesting story, Ellie and DP, that came out of the SWAC. Is University of Arkansas Pine Bluff claims a former walk-on player at University of Arkansas Pine Bluff leaked film and playbook to Jackson State. Little revenge. You cut me, don't do me right, don't get me to play. Here's the playbook and film work for your upcoming game. Jackson State's actually is obviously pretty good even after Deion left. I will tell you this. It happens at times in the pros. You see teams pick up guys if it's an important game, and New England was notorious for this. Somebody gets cut 2 weeks prior to say they project to say they're going to play the Eagles or something like that. They keep them for a couple weeks, get all their secrets, and then say see you. But never really heard much of it in college. What about you, DP?
We have you hear more about it after the fact. There was some NFL stuff. Being in Carolina when it was an expansion team, and there
was because there's just so many players coming through there.
There's such a huge transition of players, and then the players who didn't leave on good terms. Back then, where everything was physical.
There was an actual
playbook. There was actual film. I mean, you got tapes and along those lines. And then then it became, things were less trackable then. There was no social media to go back and tell people, hey man, you weren't as connected as they are now. you don't get access. To everybody now. Now everybody knows everybody. Everybody's friends with everybody. And it's a matter of one DM. It takes one DM to cross streams.
Well, they just send an email. Or the login.
Well, and now there's digital payment.
Sure.
So I can listen, you don't have to do I don't have to know you or see you or be around you to do business with you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the kind of stuff that you go, wow. Okay, that's and it's happening now. I mean, we've heard the stories of basketball investigations going on back east with some universities. We've talked about these things in the professional levels that players and casinos.
Oh, yeah, with the betting. And I think this is more just like a revenge. Probably didn't leave, obviously, on good terms. And for whatever reason, to pick the Jackson State game. You know, you hear stories. I remember there was a linebacker named Brian Allen who played at Florida State. High draft choice for the Rams. And they were playing a game, and he left his playbook at the hotel, and the opposing team got the playbook. You've heard of other stories of leaving your playbook, or players have left their playbook in their car, and somebody broke into their car and obviously stole not only their playbook but other stuff, and then also pretty much holding it for ransom at times. So it happens, but it's one of the things you do. And when you're in the NFL business, look at this, is like the zoo. They're like, what are those? We haven't seen those before.
These are big city folks, yeah, right? Yeah. Like these are folks from smaller places that are in downtown Lincoln. Lincoln.
They are everywhere. they're causing a lot of traffic.
You know, it's in the place. Here's what I actually had a player reach back out after he got to college, and somebody had approached him about access to film and digital footprint.
From your high school team?
Yeah, one of my high school teams. And most of my teams in high school were built on character and integrity, so they certainly wouldn't know how to deal with it. More importantly, they didn't know how to handle it or what to expect. And, of course, the parent, you know, they asked the parent. The parent says, well, talk to Coach DP. He'll tell you what you should do. And in a lot of those cases, it was – we assume that the athlete – is knowledgeable about the risk versus reward. In a lot of cases, they aren't.
Yeah. The majority of the cases.
Right. Yeah. In a lot of the cases, Ellie, if somebody approached you and said, hey, listen, we've got $50,000 if you can get me one practice tape. Most people, it sounds different.
Would you do it, Ellie?
Integrity wise, no. But if I was falling on hard times and I needed that $50,000,
in this particular case, one of the kids, there's actually two kids that were involved, and one of the kids was like, "Listen, I kind of explained that they went to a coach and said, hey, listen, here's what happened, here's who approached me, and they said, okay, we'll take care of it, but the kid's like, but listen." That's money, and that's money that I don't have. Again, Arkansas Pine Bluff and Jackson State, neither of those are really money factories.
No.
And most of the kids who are going to school there have some financial duress. So, you know, they had that discussion of, well, you know, not for nothing, but why would I not do this?
Yeah, I mean, it's a hard decision to make because, you know, I think whoever's at doing the asking is definitely probably scouting out who is maybe a potential easy target, unless they're approached by the player that is left. And in a case where they're trying to buy, like, you know, intel and secrets, it's pretty much just what they call espionage or whatever. You're getting secrets on different countries, you're paying for it. But in sports and in the team sports, I always say the hard thing to, I guess, manage or forecast is the short term. That's why I always talk about players and or parents when you're here in, let's say, in Nebraska, and whether you're getting recruited or things didn't work out, or you chose to go somewhere else, or they chose somebody else. I learned the hard way in the league. I was able to kind of play my way through it, but you never want to dookie where you live or where you eat, and you always want to be able to come back, and you never know when you'll cross paths again. So is it really worth it? For this young man here, you never know who's on either team or either university that potentially 5, 10, heck, maybe 15 years down the road, that they'll just Google and they'll just assume that you were wrong, even if, say, he was innocent. And so you got to kind of always try to forecast things way down. You never know what the future holds. But one thing is, if you have to think twice about it, it's probably not the best thing to do. Because now, you know, for, I'm assuming he had friends on that team at University of Arkansas or Pine Bluff. Mm-hmm. It's probably a good assumption all those relationships are damaged.
Yeah, that's how he got busted.
Right. And so
that's he got busted. Is that but he told that one friend that he told was like, nah, bro.
But what I mean by this is the damage beyond repair.
Yeah.
This isn't like, oh man, I forgot to fill your car back up with gas, or I'm sorry, we're late to practice. This is you're breaking that code. And then it, you know, left them exposed to, you know, a team that, you know, that they were matching up to. So it'd be interesting to see how all things shake out, if it really comes to be factual and reality. So anyways, we're going to take a quick break. Then we're going to come back. We're going to deal with all this. We're going to do all drama. This came out now that a Temple player, University of Temple player, point shaving, listen, when the feds come knocking, you're obviously guilty.
Done.
Want to give you guys time to think about what are the ramifications of it. We know that we had the thing last year with Alabama's baseball coach that set forth the spider web of different players being suspended from different universities. See what it takes, man, because it's crazy. With you never would think, you know, since the Arizona State one, that really, you know, Strick knows the guard there. I think Strick might have played against him. Said he wished he would have never done it. Now you got guys here in real time point shaving when you can actually go and bet. Mm-hmm. So I wonder what is underneath the reason of point shaving. Jay Foreman, DP, and Ellie to the crew. Old School, we'll be right back.
How do you feel when you switch to GEICO and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with GEICO feels just like that. Get more with GEICO. How do you feel when you switch to GEICO and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with GEICO feels just like that. Get more with GEICO.